The Wisconsin Policy Research Institute, a free market think tank, says 142,000 people would move to Wisconsin if universal health care is approved. Researcher David Dodenhoff says they arrived at that number by looking at trends of migration based upon quality of life factors in differing states. They also looked at incentives for people who serve in uniform.
In the case of the military analysis, health care was one of the factors that influenced people's decision. It's both a geographic decision about where to live and a career decision and life decision about joining the military.
Dodenhoff says the same can be said for civilians.
If people make decisions of that magnitude on the basis of health care availability, then it's certainly plausible to believe that people might choose something that's less momentous, their state of residence.
Although proponents of Healthy Wisconsin point to the rising costs of health care as a reason to pass the mandate, Dodenhoff says the same inflation could happen under universal coverage. The only way to keep costs down is to cut quality of care, then.
Well, I mean, the history of health care provision anywhere is that it's expensive, and with programs like this, that you end up with a choice of rapidly escalating costs or rationing.
The state lawmakers' plan involves a payroll tax to fund medical care for everyone. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Robert Craig with Citizen Action of Wisconsin slams a study of Healthy Wisconsin from the Free Market Wisconsin Policy Research Institute.
It simply makes an ideological point that the authors wanted to make anyway and dresses it up as social science.
WPRI says 142,000 people would move to Wisconsin if universal health care is approved, but Craig says the study lacks data to back that claim up.
They cite the old argument from the 80s and 90s in Wisconsin that people moved to Wisconsin for welfare, and their citation is to Tommy Thompson saying it in a gubernatorial debate.
Craig claims reform, like Healthy Wisconsin, would improve the economy by attracting businesses to the state. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.